Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. It is Friday, the 13th of October. My name is Dan Club, and I'm going to go through some of the latest news in the world of the Reds. And the place to start is quite an unfortunate one, and it is the fact that Andy Robertson, Scotland captain, was injured on international duty last night as the Scots took on Spain, and they were looking to gain a place in Euro 2024. A point would have been enough for them to do that. Unfortunately, they got beat 2-0. They still only need a point to get through, so they should be able to achieve that. But the sad news from a Liverpool perspective was that the Scotland captain was taken off just before half time after falling awkwardly after a collision with the Spanish goalkeeper. Now, he landed on his shoulder. It looked a painful one immediately, to be honest, and he was taken off straight away. Physio carried him around the pitch, essentially holding his arm. He kind of like hung it up in some sort of makeshift type sling. But yeah, the physio was very much holding onto him, making sure he didn't move too much and all that type of stuff. So yeah, it doesn't look a great one. Steve Clark, the Scotland manager, spoke afterwards and immediately said Andy has hurt his shoulder. He will return to his club at Liverpool, of course, for a scan. There's been some further comments on that since. Clark went on to say to the BBC, it was an immediate decision to take him off. He'll go back to his club and he'll be assessed. Obviously he's hurt his shoulder. We'll have a look and then he'll go back to the club. Always seems to happen when you lose one player in a position. We lost Kieran Tierney on that side. Then Andy's picked up a shoulder injury. We'll see how it is, how it settles down, and hopefully he's good for his club as quickly as possible and he's ready to help us in November. So he's alluding to the fact there that Scotland will have more international fixtures in the middle of November during the next international break, of course. And Steve Clark looks, or appears at least on the face of it, to be optimistic that Robertson could return and play some sort of role in them. So that would suggest that he will be back beforehand for Liverpool, you would imagine, and have played some football for us before. So it does remain to be seen. James Pearce confirmed that he will be undergoing a scan on Friday. So at time of recording, we know nothing about that scan, the results of it or anything. Let's hope for some positive news regarding that. And dislocations can be, they can be difficult ones, really. Difficult ones to assess from sort of a prognosis and sort of a length out time of point of view. Because if it could be really clean and sort of without any damaging anything else, like ligaments or anything around it, collarbone, that type of stuff, if you can be sort of a clean out and a clean in, who knows, you could be okay. And you could sort of be back within a matter of weeks. But if it complicates things and it wasn't clean, it's damaged something else on the way or whatever, you could be looking at possible surgery. And then, like I say, a longer time on the sideline, essentially. But yeah, let's all keep our fingers crossed that it was a relatively clean dislocation for Andy Robertson. And he can get it popped back in, can get back into rehab quickly. A little bit of, you know, a little bit of work with the physios and that type of stuff, and back up and running straight away, because he's going to be a blow. He's going to be a miss to Liverpool. There's no two ways about that. I mean, fixture-wise, Kostas Tsimikas is likely to come in and be our left back, you would imagine. And obviously, we've got the derby straight after the break. And then we've got fixtures such as Brentford, Luton, Nottingham Forest coming up. We've got Toulouse in the Europa League as well. There's a cup clash with Bournemouth on the horizon. So it's not too kind a fixture schedule to be losing a key player in. You never want to lose a key player full stop. But if you were to offer sort of a set of fixtures coming up whereby you might need your understudy left back, who happens to be a very good footballer as well, seasoned international for Greece, of course, it isn't the end of the world. Is it ideal? No, far from it, but it also isn't the end of the world. There's been a lot of talk about possible formation change on the back of it and possibly going sort of three centre-backs with Quanta getting involved or Joe Gomez, whoever it may be. But yeah, I think like for like with Tsimikas, looks like the most likely way Liverpool deal with this. possibly with a little bit of Luke Chambers in those aforementioned cup games coming up as well. But yeah, not great news, not a great place to sort of start, but fingers crossed for some positive sort of outcome on the Andy Robertson case. The next story I want to talk about comes from Germany, and Christian Falk, the Sport Bild reporter, tweeted earlier on today that according to their information, Liverpool are interested in bringing Max Eberl as sporting director. The ex-Wolfsburg manager Jörg Schmadtke is the current sports director of Jürgen Klopp's club since June, but he does also go on to say that Bayern Munich are also in talks with Eberl now. This one's particularly interesting to me because I really want Liverpool to sign sort of their next long-term sporting director, because I think Schmeichel did a fine job over the summer. Like, wasn't perfect by any stretch, but it was okay. And it sort of stood us in decent stead for the season. However, we took this fella out of retirement to come and do this job for us. I don't think he's going to be sticking around for the next 2-3 years. So we need to go and get the guy who is the guy. Like, we had Michael Edwards for so long and he was so successful. Julian Ward was supposed to be sort of the next Michael Edwards, but he only did the job for around the 12-month mark before he moved on for whatever reason. Liverpool need to get it right, and we need to have the next one in place. And Max Eberl fits the bill. He's of the quality. He's of the sort of the best in class type level that we need to be going and getting. There's a couple others around that you could do, Paul Mitchell, people like that. But for me, Max Eberl will probably be the answer. I think he's got a really good track record. Obviously, recently left Leipzig. The circumstances around that remain a little bit of a mystery from what I could gather. He just couldn't commit his future to Leipzig. He probably knew of the interest from Bayern Munich. He might have known of the interest from Liverpool as well. Who knows? But I think he would be a very good solution to the sporting director problem, dilemma, whatever way you want to call it. There's a good chance he'd rather go to Bayern Munich, because Bayern Munich are the kings of the Bundesliga, of course. Who knows? But when I spoke to Konstantin Ekner, the Bundesliga commentator and journalist, on this recently, he said that the backroom situation in Munich isn't exactly settled. So Eberl might actually prefer a different destination, because they lost Salihamidis, they lost Oliver Kahn, they obviously sacked Julian Nagelsmann. It's not perfect there, so it's not necessarily a shoo-in that Eberl would look at that prospect and go, yeah, that's for me. So again, remains to be seen. Interest in Liverpool are seemingly at the table for him. I'm glad about that personally. Like I said, I think he would be a very good answer for what Liverpool need to do moving forwards. So yeah, remains to be seen. Let's see what happens next on that one. I want to whiz through some of the internationals that happened last night as well. Harvey Elliott was a standout performer for England under-21s. He got 2 goals and 1 assist in the under-21s. 9-1 win over Serbia. And he actually got a 10 out 10 SOFA score rating for that display as well, with some incredible stats on there. So credit to Harvey Elliott, really good performance there. Obviously, like I say, a 9-1 win would suggest that the under-21s were very much in control of that game, but Harvey Elliott was at the heart of that. He got 94 touches, 86% pass accuracy, 5 key passes, was successful with 3 of his crosses, 4 of his long balls, created 2 big chances, 4 shots on target, 3 shots off target, another shot blocked. He was successful with 2 of his dribbles, he hit the woodwork, he won 4 ground duels, he even won an aerial duel. So a proper decent night's work from Harvey Elliott, and good on him as well. Joel Quanto actually made his under-21's debut in that game too, which is nice to see. Bit of reward for what's been a very good start of the season for him. Alexis McAllister also played really well for Argentina in their 1-0 win in the World Cup qualifiers over Paraguay. He was the deepest line midfielder for Argentina and stood out massively. 101 touches of the ball, completed 78 of his 82 passes as well, so had a really good night. There's a little moment, you've probably seen it on social media and stuff, where he was sort of dribbling around people on the edge of the box, suggesting that maybe he might still want to play a little bit more advanced than he has been doing for the Reds. But yeah, ultimately, a good night's work from him, and probably a needed one as well, because he has looked a little bit low in confidence recently. But yeah, let's hope that's given him a little bit of a perk up that he needs. And finally, the last news story I did want to touch on was Luis Diaz against Darwin Núñez. Darwin Núñez with a last minute penalty to make it 2-2 between Colombia and Uruguay. So yeah, a goal for Núñez on international duty, that can only be a good thing as well. So Before I go, I do want to tell you about our offer we've got going on Redmen Plus right now. During this international break, we are giving you half price off Captain yearly subscription. If you use the code BREAK when you're signing up, you will get that for 50% off. That includes all our content across the board, whether it be video or podcast form. Go and check it out. Go and get involved. There's loads of boss stuff on there all the time. Those expert insights I've already mentioned. There's also a special at the minute looking at the career so far of Ben Doak. Very exciting stuff there, I'm sure you will agree. We've also got journal insight every week, our match day content every time the Reds play, and yeah, just loads of boss stuff really. Go and check it out. And of course, the Bobby Doc in full is on there. If you have seen Bobby Doc episode 1 on YouTube, then you will be desperate to watch the rest. They're all on redmenplus.com now. Head over there, get involved, use code BREAK, half price. What's not to love, essentially. Until next time, thank you very much for listening. Take it easy.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.